girl boy. Busy body, sharp body.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by. You could potentially be a lucky winner simply by dialing *464*2#. Now remember, you're tuned into your number one hit radio, Power FM.
Power up. Osaka City, 91.3 FM.
Brand new.
Something new. Something urban. Something different. 91.3 FM. Power
hits.
We play nothing but power hits. Power hits.
FM Osaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Osaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Power FM,
where magic is born.
Powering up Lusaka City.
Power FM in Lusaka, where stars are made and played.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A consortium of civil society organizations condemns partisan senior civil servants. Kawe intensifies the fight against lead contamination. In international news, South Africa deploys troops in Johannesburg to tackle organized crime. And in sports, Polo Polo interim coach George Landamina unveils a 38-member provisional squad for the Four Nations tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Health authorities in Kawe have intensified measures to curb lead pollution in the district. Kawe is known for heavy metal pollution, specifically with lead and cadmium. According to a study by the Southern African Institute for Policy and Research, SIAPR, residents have continued to experience the environmental, social, biological effects of lead contamination over 25 years since the closure of the mining area in 1994. Speaking to Power FM News, Kawe District Health Director Dr. Evaristo Chanda said health facilities in the district are now actively screening residents and collecting blood samples for testing. Dr. Chanda added that the samples can be collected at any health facility and that Rail Surgery Clinic has been equipped with specialized equipment to test and treat lead poisoning. He assured Kawe residents that the district is safe and should not be seen as a polluted area.
And we are running a lead
Kata Member of Parliament, Jacqueline Sabao, has outlined an ambitious plan to transform her constituency while also calling for increased representation of women in Zambia's legislature. Speaking during the political podcast, Ms. Sabao, reflected on her first 5 years in office, describing the period as a learning experience, particularly in understanding how the Constituency Development Fund operates and how Parliament functions. Ms. Sabao says despite progress made so far, Chikankata still lacks infrastructure that reflects its status as a district. She says her next development strategy, after the 2026 elections, will focus on fewer but larger projects funded through the Constituency Development Fund. Among the key priorities are the construction of a mini hospital, establishment of a boarding school, and investment in visible infrastructure that benefits multiple wards. The lawmaker says the goal is to ensure the impact of development funds is clearly seen by communities while promoting unity in planning district projects.
I want to see Chikankata better place, better than we found it.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot in the past 5 years, and what you should know so, it was a learning process. Sit there for this big amount. It's the first time we are having it in Zambia. Come next year after 2026 election, we'll even change the strategy. Because when we are putting money, it should be very visible that there's money that has entered this district. But also, you know, that's CDF. It's also a political money. But I think my plan is that come next year, we need to sit down as a team and say, no, you know what, we have to be serious now, develop our district. What do we do? So these are things that we need to make our people understand that it's not just being in your ward, but what is important is to develop the district. It should have that district status through the infrastructure that fits. The next 5-10 years, Chikankata will change, and it will only change if we work together as a people to develop through planning.
Meanwhile, Ms. Sabao has called for stronger measures to increase the number of women in Parliament. She praised the supportive environment in the National Assembly, but said more deliberate policies are needed within political parties to ensure women are adopted as candidates. The Member of Parliament is proposing a minimum 30% quota for women in constituencies, arguing that democracy cannot be fully realized without women's participation in leadership. She says her long-term vision is to see the number of female members of Parliament rise to more than 60 through both elected and nominated positions.
So in Parliament, I've learned a lot. It's a learning process and very interesting. What is important is when you go to a new place, learn and also ask. You know, Parliament, it has a staff that is very cooperative. They are ready to help you 24/7.
Mm.
If there's an institution that I've seen in this country that is working 24/7, it's Parliament.
Mm.
If you look at the clauses that's been amended, they have a human face. Talk of proportional representation of print women.
Yeah.
We never had that opportunity. We're going to have 15 youths. We're going to have 5 disabled people.
Mm.
I know that Parliament will be bigger than it is right now. My dream is that even from the 226 seats, there must be more women who will be adopted.
Mm.
Even in the adoption process, political parties should come up with deliberate and written policy that if they adopt 30% of women with constituencies.
Mm.
So that when you add those plus the 20, or if the number can go above 60, it will help the women.
A consortium of civil society organizations has condemned what it describes as the growing involvement on senior civil servants in partisan political activities while still holding public office. The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism, says the conduct undermines constitutional principles that require public servants to remain politically neutral. Consortium Vice Chairperson and IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma expressed concern over the alleged political involvement of Northern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Beauty Undi Piri. Mr. Ngoma said that the